Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I am now at the young side of like assisted living.
Yes.
I'm very aware of my balance and where I go. I'm not like my mom. My mom was a faller. My dad was a faller. They would go down, they would trip, and I'm very
No, yes, not because of drinking.
Because of the family alcoholism.
That's I fell exactly at the Christmas party. It happens when you drink.
You're a fall down drunk.
That's me. But sober, I'm usually pretty upright. And you know what? We all have a favorite princess, and she's in the other room.
Is it Maddie?
It is. The Princess of Buffalo.
You do it in such a creepy way, though.
I like that.
Yeah, Maddie, like, how do you respond to that?
I don't need that in my life, Rob.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Matthew Bloom to the flight deck.
Bloom room. Yes. Bloom room. Come on in, buddy. Come on in.
Come in, Matthew.
He doesn't have to come in.
Put on your headset.
You know what? Go back out.
Go about out,
yeah,
out.
He doesn't have to come in. I know what he does to the energy of the room, so I'm always...
Yes, yes. Crazy. No, Mike,
I believe they say that one of the rules of physics, energy cannot be created nor destroyed.
Fine. This is true. Hello, Bloom.
Matt Bloom can destroy energy.
Hola.
Late start for the Mike O'Mara Show today. The Comcast gods... had some sort of... Did they ever say what's going on? Did they ever say what happened to shut down cable for 2 hours and 47 minutes? Do they ever say what that... Or in your case, what, maybe longer than that, right? Like 3 hours?
It was longer
We've been
than
out since around 7 a.m. this morning. My guess is they're not going to cop to... Well, Mike,
4 hours
you're probably
minutes.
You're probably aware of this because you've seen enough videos from our listeners from the D.C. area.
Sure.
These floods have created havoc in the D.C. area, so there's
because of the infrastructure.
There's a lot of ServPro going on and a lot of adjustments with utilities, so I imagine somebody cut a line they weren't supposed to.
Mike, the phrase you're looking for is crumbling infrastructure.
Crumbling infrastructure.
Yes.
You see it up here in the great state of Maine, where the roads are ridiculous. You might as well have a covered wagon, but that's neither here nor there. The only thing I can control is the Mike O'Mara Show empire. The only thing I can control is how we serve our listeners.
Yes.
We take you. That's why we bring in Pony Boy, Matthew Bloom. I have two issues to bring up
Bloom
on the show
room.
Tonight.
Yes, this is a new edition of the Bloom Room.
One for Mr. Bloom and one for Mr. Spiewak. And
I'm off the hook today.
And you've been on the hook recently. And
we talk off air, Mike.
What did you do?
Air,
what did you do today? What did you do? You gave me an update.
I gave you an update on all the things that were important to you.
I hate it when he puts it like that. But anyway, all right. Matthew Bloom. Question for you.
Yes, sir.
A critique from one of our biggest fans, one of our giant supporters. A man who has made possible phenomenal fringe benefits
Shade.
For members of the Mike O'Mara Show crew.
Trip
a
Affleck.
Man who is instrumental in a full scholarship to Virginia Commonwealth University for Julius Spiewak.
Yes.
A man who has given and given
HBS.
And given. He is a man who also, along with Jolene White and maybe a couple of others I might be leaving out here, was responsible for turning me on to a phenomenal television show that I have enjoyed for half of my summer. So I'm very grateful to this man, Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
Ooh,
so when he bitches, I pay attention. Now, I don't pay attention to the thread that where the pileron, and we'll get to those people in a second. Those dicks will be dealt with in short order. But let me just tell you, what he's complaining about is the Mike O'Mara live section of the of our Playapod app, of our app, okay? Or of MikeO'MaraShow.com, where he says there are 2 hours that repeat every 2 hours. And repeat, and repeat,
snap.
And repeat. And that, to me, is something I'm going to address today.
That's
something we are. Pony,
first of all,
you will corroborate his complaint.
I have looked into the logs, and there is no two-hour repeat. There are sometimes some repeats, just due to the nature of the automation system.
Oh, yeah. See, this is going to cause a world
after 2 hours.
It doesn't repeat every 2 hours.
So it's not a two-hour repeat. But is it? Is there? Would you say is it fair? Because I don't think STM is a liar.
No, he no, and he has nothing not. To gain
would
from
you say
that.
It's fair. Mike, if you don't mind, if I can jump into this interrogation, you
please okay, do because you. I'm going to go research right now. Is it? I'm going to find out what's going on.
Is it fair to assume that some of the segments maybe are so popular that you put them on heavy rotation?
Well, there's no way
like
to
current and recurring.
Yeah, like a music playlist.
Yeah.
I can't weight the rotation that way without breaking the whole
program. I know I've gained a few LBs, but there's no need to bring weight into this once again.
You can't weight the you cannot weight the rotation without breaking what?
Okay, so the way that this automation program works that replays our segments on the live stream, you can actually add what's called like weighting, like as in W-E-I-G-H-T, that makes it so that
yeah, you don't need to spell it. I know you're weighting something heavier than others.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's exactly. Signing importance. It's not pounds. No. It's significance.
Right. Yeah. So basically, it won't repeat the same thing within a certain amount of time. But the problem with that is, since our segments are so varied in time, it actually breaks the program and it can't play certain
this
segments without just completely
sleep.
Crashing.
Man, ASMR, is that what it is? When you whisper to somebody and they mm-hmm. fall asleep.
Well, what he's I know what he's talking about. What he's talking about is an automated thing.
Ooh,
right.
Ooh, robots.
Which is, he's exactly. not talking about getting his little skinny fingers in there and updating, which is what
like
we're talking about.
Like a music director, old
it's
school.
It's a press and play and let it happen automatically. Obviously, the program is flawed.
Flawed.
There's a flaw, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you say absolutely. So,
are there
what
options
do we do?
To do a manual so you can actually get into shifting gears yourself?
Or perhaps going back a long time ago to earlier shows that people, because that's another one. People would like to hear a little variety.
Without buzz,
I always,
I
that's also on the thread. Yeah. That they all, the people that are the trolls will always jump on that.
What about the ones with
buzz?
I think it's because Mac is in that. Yeah,
you know, blow me.
They were here for a cup of coffee.
I love the fact, Mike, he was so funny because all of his comments were under the radar.
Yes, he was. Let me just say this. All right, hold on. I'm trying to find it here. I'm trying to get it.
And I just got a text from SDM. He says, yesterday at 4:30 p.m., ooh. Repeated at 6:30 p.m.
Ah, damn.
So you can check.
Oh,
he's listening.
Snap.
Pony,
face.
He listens
face.
Every day live, even when we're taping late.
Yep.
Even when Comcast
maybe
screws
SDM
us and we're taping late.
Has I see. The bandwidth to check in with Pony and be like, hey, man, the thing's broken.
Yeah, you got to get it. You got to get on it.
No, I thought it was a valid gripe, and that's why I thought, and his comment says, my turn to bitch. The sections on TMOS Live are repeated every 2 hours. So Pony, he said it played 4:30 and then it played 6:30.
Glenda, this is SDM's doing. It was just brought to our attention.
Right.
You're not doing this to your son.
This is his job. This is what he
does.
This is why we're talking about it, because I thought it would be interesting to let listeners know when a public complaint is lodged that we're dealing with it publicly.
Yes.
Because Oscar and I talked about it before the show, but I wanted to bring it up. So what do you, it's not, no, it is not.
Oh, no.
Oscar?
I thought you said we have to flog him.
I heard you when
I thought you said,
before the mics
sure we
went
flog
on.
Him.
You're in, no, I didn't say make sure we flog him.
Oh, Mike, what's happening here?
I thought that was a mandate.
What's happening here is that we're.
Your little squinty eyes looking at me now.
Because, Mike, of the 3 hour later start. Oscar's what? Awake.
I'm awake.
That's what's happened.
This
I've
is what it is.
Up.
He's not as usual.
It's after 12 noon.
Let me check.
I'm not even
phone.
Grumpy.
No.
God almighty.
I sent emails out.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not either. But I'm not a bit. Not a bit when I'm 6:30 in the morning preparing the show to go on the air at 9 o'clock.
You missed your son's play.
I'm not. Yeah, no, he went to a concert up here.
Sorry.
And by the way, no, didn't miss anything of significance. Yeah, he was in a, is there anybody that's ever conducted an orchestra? They laughed. Well, my five-year-old has done it, raises his hand. They bring him up on the stage. He conducts the symphony orchestra again.
Again.
Whoa.
I said, and I was delighted to say, did you get a videotape? Yeah. Father of the year. Anyway, I'm not like this guy, you know, Captain Baldy over here that makes everything. Even from kids from grades 3 years behind and 3 years ahead.
Strangers.
He makes everything. Strangers kids, Rob's seen all the plays.
That's true.
So but I didn't make it today. I didn't. So let me just get back to this.
Please,
so the I finally get the thread and it says my turn to bitch. The section on TMOS Live are repeated every 2 hours. And then he goes on, and that's about it. I mean, that's the. So what do we do to fix it?
I am looking at my logs right now just to make sure that didn't happen. And all I'm seeing is a bunch of different segments. We have far more than 2 hours worth of segments.
So is it? It would be. How about this? Instead of looking, we should probably listen to see what's actually happening before we.
You're asking for the moon.
Shift my
for years, you've been asking for the moon.
Yeah, priorities.
Yes.
Your priorities are the show and the internet and emails. You guys should got a lot going on. Why don't we put
this lady on the thread says, Sarah says, can we bitch about anything on this thread or are complaints specific to the live stream?
Boy.
Lady.
Crappy day. I have gripes. But hey, Sarah, kiss my Irish ass. All right? Don't listen. You're forbidden. There you go.
Listeners,
no, I like a valid critique like this one. Yeah. That's why we're dealing with it, you know?
And for those of you that think I'm squinting, the lights are bright in here, all right? I'm adjusting my eyes.
What?
Right, I got one of those. They're like, is Oscar high?
But Pony, how far back
are you high?
Pony, the real issue is how far back do the shows go? You don't just add like a relatively recent show and then play it and play it and play it and then drop it?
We never add anything that's like more than it's got to be at least a month, month and a half old before it adds to the stream.
Yeah, and we have to take out the spots because we don't want to have commercials replaying.
It's commercial
for something
free.
That isn't there or promotions
I agree with that. Okay,
stuff.
I get that. Is this a fixable situation?
It is. And I will do my very best this weekend. I will sit down and go over every last segment we have, make sure there isn't any kind of repeats going on and double-check our logs. Right. Yeah, everything.
Okay. You know what? And so SDM, we're going to be on it.
Right.
We're going to try to fix that. I thought it was a valid gripe. Now, getting back to this thread, when you post something, and SDM knows this as much as anybody, and I don't care, it doesn't bug me, but it does immediately crack the door open for every a-hole to jump in with their little commentary. Now, with that said, there are also some people that are really on our side. And one of the guys writes, it's hard to bitch about free content or a free live streaming feature. No, let me tell you why. We ask for things like buying tickets to live shows
and
buying fruitcakes
and
buying and selling out our shows and buying bonus content. And we also advertise. So we have advertisers that we ask you to support as well. So we are completely legit for you to post legitimate bitches about the show. And let me tell you, though, what I really get tired of, okay? If you are somebody that's out there and wants to come into that thread and bitch about the Yak Shack and say that we are, there's one thing I'm not going to tolerate about the way this show is done, and that is the L word. And I've had it with the lazy factor.
Oh, those
because let me tell you something. We do a 90-minute show.
That's cool.
A 90-minute show. I'm not going to be one of those guys that adds up all the hours that Oscar puts in the business, that Rob puts in on the production side, that I put in on the content side. Because first of all, if you added that up, it would be longer than a full 24-hour day.
I never say when they ask me about you, they're like, well, what's the story with Mike? I was like, he has the best life. He works 76 minutes a day, and he is good to go.
It's an hour and a half, and I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. That's you're done.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? The effort put into this show, he's so much fun today.
You know why
this is why I get calls. You know what I see when my phone rings at 6 o'clock? Somebody's working.
Yeah.
Somebody's up.
He wasn't
up for the show. He's never up for the show.
His day begins about noon, but what happened is he was here, so he's had time to have about 50 cups of coffee.
You would hate me like this every day.
I would not like it. I don't like it now.
I think I'd like something in the middle.
I want to stop the show.
The middle!
Yeah, something in the middle.
In the middle!
Yeah, something not screaming, but something that's paying attention. Something in the middle.
Let me see the one that I'm talking about, because the one with, it was something about the Yak Shack. Let me explain the Yak Shack. The Yak Shack, is it fun for us? I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying it. It is a relaxed, anything goes, silly feature that I like it. We carried it over into the bonus show yesterday. Did I think that might have been a stretch? Yes, I did. I'll invite that criticism.
They're going to go stale, though.
Yeah, right.
They were going to go stale. There were a couple that we didn't have to edit because they said the F word, and that was fine, too. Another reason why you might want to tune in to the bonus content, because we did that, and we rolled some in there. But I'm not going to take that, they do it because they're lazy.
No.
We provide you guys with the content that we, and every single day, whether it's an hour and a half or a 4-hour show, whatever, we take it seriously. We freshen things up as fresh as any
Most
show
shows
can make it.
Would have punted a morning like this.
Oh my God.
They're like, hey, best of. Yeah. I will do it tomorrow.
That's the part that I cannot stand. Now, when they talk about technical stuff or stuff that gets lost between the cracks, or there's somebody that gets tired of a particular content subject where I'm busy, bring it. That you're within you.
Yeah.
But don't question me or my guys
yes.
as far
Thank
as
you.
The effort that's put forward or in gals, putting this thing Maddie. Together. This is a podcast that we have done for a decade now, and we are very, very into it. That's the that's all I can tell you. I'm not going to say we're breaking rocks because we're not. It's one of the greatest jobs in the world, but we are into it.
Of course.
And when you question whether we have content, like they just did the Yak Shack because they did. No, we feel like doing the Yak Shack. Well, I think the Yak Shack's funny.
We
that's
had
why
phones
we
and yes. you didn't call.
Yeah, you guys
so
right.
We evolve or die,
well,
people.
No.
We went
but
to voicemail.
The live calls, let me tell you where. The Yak Shack was a shot. It was a throw it up to the wall and see yep. if it sticks. And then it stuck because people in their relaxed hours where they are, and they don't have the pressure of the live
call.
That's it.
Not pressure.
And because they don't have the pressure, they get silly. Are they great? No. 80% of them are crap, but they're still funny crap.
But the 20% that's great.
It's fun to have them on. And you know what? Is it going to burn a little bit? Yeah, I guarantee it'll burn. We'll tweak it then and we'll modify it. But that's when I said, you know, we bring something new, we shift it around, we make it look, and that's when I said, you know, don't just, and I research these people that
do
it.
Yeah, take a deeper dive.
None of them have any mutual friends with me whatsoever.
Right.
They're not even asking me to be a friend.
Haters.
But they have no mutual friend. That makes me suspicious.
Of course.
Okay, do the deep dive and find out. I love getting constructive criticism on the show.
Me too.
I like it when people will actually make me aware of a problem like SDM did, because we do address it. And and many times, for me, it makes me aware of something that's going on. But when I get that and it's just like, you know, I don't understand why. We do it because it's funny. They're stupid, silly calls that make us
laugh.
They
should call. The people that are complaining should call and see what it's like to hear your voice or have a voicemail on the show.
Yes.
And if you're driving, I would kill. When I was a kid, it's equivalent of calling a show and hearing your voice later on the radio and not hoping to catch it for the last 30 seconds because you're on a delay.
Right. Exactly.
John Williams, by the way. Not the same spelling.
Oh.
He spells it without the H.
Oh, John Williams.
Like all the Nads do. Let me see here. Let me check this. Yeah, I don't need an H. I'm just going to do the O. So let me see.
You know,
I'm friends with him.
You know,
well,
you
that's going to change.
A no H, John.
That's going to change.
His intern Johnny has no H in his name.
Oh, yeah. Johnny. Have fun at that Nationals game, John. Anyway, but anyway, sorry about that. You dick. Johnny, you total dick.
Johnny, no.
Yeah. Just being lazy.
Yeah.
All right. You know, you can bite it. You know. All right. He's friends with Matt Bloom, Rob
Ooh.
Ford, of course he is, Michael McIntosh.
Oh, all the top shelf
drab
guys.
Drab t-shirt.
Oh,
and
the
and t-shirt. Then another guy. And then I get so anyway, it's not. We do it because we like it and I think it's funny, you prick.
I think we've established the ground rules. Constructive criticism.
By the way, I'm not going to unfriend you after that. You've been punished publicly. So
we're not
really
lazy.
No blocking? I think
Confirming
you should block
that.
I don't feel like I want to see if he responds.
You mentioned Rob Ford. Now, Rob Ford is in the middle of another production right now, so we can't steal him away. But let me just plant the seed for tomorrow's show, if possible.
Oh, this is good.
All right.
So Rob left yesterday in the middle of the day with a medical emergency. So
that might be overstating it a bit.
Have you seen the thread?
No,
please
I haven't.
Enlighten
the thread I get is a medical emergency.
Oh,
there's
wow.
a problem.
Okay.
So I right away I'm thinking clogged artery. Like it's finally hit him. He's in his late 20s.
Too young. Too young.
Yeah, but you know, I see what he consumes.
Less is congenital, I don't think, even in his condition with his diet.
Well, if he applied himself,
so,
maybe.
Rob, I care about him. He's a friend. If you got to go, you got to go, man. Go take care of it. Something to do with his ankle. He comes in today and I see he's okay. I said,
it's his ankle.
I said, what happened?
How did he hurt his ankle at Podcast Village?
Spiewak, I'll let you do the honors.
I asked him. He said, I heard that his ankle was hurting him. And I said, how are you doing today? He said, better. I can put some weight on it. And I said, how did you hurt it? He says, I stepped in a pothole at a gas station.
So
he's a big guy.
He is a big guy.
He goes into a pothole. It's just like a truck going into a
pothole. But Mike, what have we always said? Crumbling infrastructure. This city.
So,
ow. I've turned
him around for a touchdown again. Well, the marathon's out of the question.
That is the tease.
Cancel the dance class.
So then Maddie has She's sitting because we're all working on busy work for the show before
right.
the show starts.
Waiting for the internet to
Maddie's
come
back. Maddie's hands go into her face and she does what anybody does. or face into her hands.
Right.
Thank you. Because she's cracking up with laughter. And I said, Maddie, how can you be so cruel? This is a friend and a colleague
That's
of
why
ours.
Maddie's part of the family.
Yeah.
And that says, is why Maddie's part of our team. Says, that's why I know that. And I don't even see a lot of Maddie, but I love that.
She goes,
that's
no.
why I like Maddie.
She goes, first of all, pothole is funny. Like anybody tells you that, you got
to
laugh.
Pothole, stepping into a pothole is
that
funny.
That is funny,
she
yeah.
goes, but Rofo.
I hate
she goes,
that, though. I've rolled my ankle before. It's the worst.
In a pothole?
You know what? Mostly on golf courses. That's what I've okay.
And also, Mike, if we paint a picture in my mind's eye, because of the weather we've had, it was a rain-filled pothole. Although I have no confirmation.
Did he go down? Did he mention if he went down?
We didn't. I wanted to interrogate him here. But
yes.
Maddie, right. what okay. was the connotation that you mentioned to us? Because you said it best.
Well, every time.
Yeah, wait. Turn up her mic, please. Thank you.
Rofo seems to trip a lot, and every time I just happen to see it.
Yeah, you're there.
I just have a knack for catching him in the moment. And every time he plays it off, like nobody's seen it, but I am watching. And it's great every time.
You know, I trip a lot. I
you
really do.
Really?
I do.
Oh,
now more than ever. Now more than ever.
Is it because of the surgeries, do you think?
It's because I drag my right leg behind me because of the surgeries. Yeah. I definitely don't have the same the same vertical movement with my
right.
leg.
Sure.
So like, and I've learned about that because I took the really bad
the fall.
I told that story on
the
air,
the
right?
Golfer,
where
the
where I tripped on the cable
yeah.
and
yes.
I fell, and I mean, I went down. Nothing. So I am now at the young side of like assisted living.
Yes.
I'm very aware of my balance and where I go. I'm not like my mom. My mom was a faller. My dad was a faller. They would go down. They would trip. And I'm very...
No, yes, not because I drank.
Because of the family yeah. alcoholism.
That's I fell exactly at the Christmas what, party. It happens when you drink.
Oh,
fall.
Yeah. You fall
he
when you...
Fall.
You're a fall down drunk.
That's me. But sober, I'm usually pretty upright. So
you're
I'm good
fall
for...
Down drunk.
Oh, my God.
I'm good for 89 hours a day.
My Lord.
But anyway, yeah, you gotta be careful. Well, I hope he can come in and update us on his.
Well, we have a lot of rolling. We have a lot of rolling chairs. We'll have no problem getting him in studio tomorrow.
Yeah, and by the way, we like the Yak Shack, and we don't do it because we're lazy.
Yeah.
We do it because we enjoy.
Call
it.
In about
and
your
by
falls.
The way, by the way, you know what the Yak Shack does for my lazy factor, John with no H? Ooh. Let me tell you what it does. You know what it does? It adds an hour and a half to 2 hours of work to my Wednesday. That is the only way that the Yak Shack has changed my day. It adds time to my show prep. Mm. Okay, you hump, you incredible, abysmal hump.
Damn.
With that said, I'm going to keep you as a friend. I hope you unfriend me, but, you know, bite it, lick it, stick it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well,
we can start
done.
The show now.
Well,
I like that.
I feel better.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Any cold pasta?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray? From last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Intintola. Mm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
Where was Anthony?
He was sleeping over at Jason's.
The priest spent the night here. Nothing happened. And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, name that Pope?
He gave me communion.
Oh, I'll bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is slip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean the verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there'd been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's a f***er. That's it. Because otherwise, I got to question what I'm hearing here.
Oh, Tony, you are a sketch. Oh, by the way, your therapist called. Jennifer?
Tom. I just thought you'd think it was weird if I saw a woman psychiatrist. That's all. Tom, come on. It's just therapy. That's all. We just talked.
The Army's probably good for my career.
You don't have a career.
And my ultimate goal is to qualify for helicopter pilot training. Afterwards, go to work for Trump or somebody. Be their personal pilot.
Are you insane?
What? You know.
I got a baguette in my pants 24/7.
It's in the Bible.
What's he saying? There were dinosaurs back with Adam and Eve?
What, like the Flintstones?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You ever do a deep dive on that? And just, I mean, I can spend, all, you can get caught up with The Sopranos with clips. It's just such a great television show.
You know, that goes back so far that I have all the episodes on DVD. I'm really close to start a full binge
again.
It is so
such
good.
Great.
You think it'd hold
TV.
Up right now?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
100%.
Yep.
By watching clips,
Mafia
yes.
stuff holds up.
That's true.
It's timeless. It really is.
What am I talking about? You're absolutely right.
We are live at noon from the Podcast Village Studios on our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program, from Vladimir, Russia to Islip Springs, Maine, from Lee's Summit, Missouri to Coinjock, North Carolina. That's my fave. From Yountville, California to Cumberland, Wales. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Joy Bird. Oh, boy, you're going to get some great furniture at Joy Bird. We all want our home to be about us. It should be a place that feels unique to you.
The whole tray?
Whole tray.
Joybird empowers you to create the furniture and space that brings you joy. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique taste, hundreds of styles and options, anything you can imagine, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision, using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials. And every piece comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try the 365-day home trial. Sit on it. Sleep on it. Break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. You can even take your joy outside with their unique outdoor collection. See how Joybird can help you design your dream space. Find your joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS, and we thank you. All right, since we're bringing out the concerns,
you know,
our chief guest booker, Mr. Rob Spiewak, I would like to point out that I have he will know, because he's got that brain. You will know who my number one on my hit parade has been over the last month or so. You know this,
Saran
right?
Jones.
Saran Jones. Someone sent me a clip of Saran Jones on a recent episode of the Graham Norton Show. So Saran Jones is doing press. Now, also said on another thread, I read everything. And they said, well, that's Graham Norton. Yes, you're right.
True.
That's like not going on the Mike O'Mara show, but going on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
But this is great.
I get it, but I want this woman.
This is great
her.
Because then I can say, we recently saw her on Graham Norton and enjoyed it, and then we appear, you know, we stay on it. We stay on it.
Yes. So, yeah. I just wish you could pull that. I wish you could pull that one out of your Polish butt and deliver her.
Mike,
yes. I really
what
would.
About
now,
Michael?
But I think it's a fantasy for me to say, oh, she's from Britain, and she's going to go, oh, it's an American pot. No, I think she's a major national star.
We will stay on it. We will get her. We will get her.
We got a response back from the CNN journalist.
Yes.
Right? Jim Acosta was kind enough to write back. He's looking into what CNN will let him do.
Yes.
Okay, that's always a sticky wicket.
Right?
Mm-hmm. We try with CNN people all the time.
But the idea that he wrote back.
Be a great guy to have during the
He wrote back and said, let me get this cleared first.
Could not have been any nicer.
What about, are you interested in Michael Isikoff? He's
absolutely. He's the Yahoo guy,
Mike,
right?
He's in here all the time. If you're interested in him,
he's a legendary journalist.
Yeah.
He's a guy that knows where all the bones are buried.
He just
it's
came
fantastic.
Out with a 7-part series for Yahoo. It's called Conspiracy Land, and it dictates how the Russian intelligence agents planted one of the most insidious conspiracy theories of the 2016 election. It is fascinating. I think you'll love it, and we should have him on so he can promote it and talk to you.
And
you
also,
know,
Mike, another
really,
one,
yeah,
another one that we're waiting to hear back from the people of Delia Owens, who wrote that book you're in love with.
Oh, wow. Okay, big book.
And my mom is available anytime.
Number one.
Anytime. And my mom won't do it because she's not doing press.
Would Sharon ever come on the show? Would Sharon ever want to
Absolutely.
Come on the show?
Absolutely. I think so. You know,
Sharon.
She did. You know what?
Yeah, I'd love to talk to Sharon.
Let's use her for Fruitcake Rollout. because, okay. You know,
that's
what?
A great idea.
Yeah. It's her recipe along with mine. Yes. I'd love that.
We'll have Sharon on the show. That'll be fantastic. Since we got screwed by the cable company today and we are not able to do a political persuasions this week, let me say that one of my vents was going to be, I don't think this is related to politics nearly as much as it is just the state of world affairs, because this goes equally with this Jeffrey Epstein guy.
Right.
This goes between, you know, they talk about Clinton and you hear lots of weird stuff about Clinton, like his PR office coming out and denying he was ever on that Caribbean island in the Virgin Islands. And then they say he was spotted on that Caribbean island. And it goes back to Trump as well, who was buddy-buddy with this guy, but they had a falling out. But apparently they had private parties at Mar-a-Lago. I have to
when
say...
When they say Clinton was spotted, though, they actually said he had spots on him.
He had spots on him, like some sort of disease.
H-spots.
Can but I get some cream or ointment?
I'll get him.
This is what I was going to talk about on political persuasions, and I do not mean... I don't mind bringing it in here. You guys have watched this coverage.
Yeah, I've been following this on the news. I've been following.
So let me ask both of you. When I look at this and I say, okay, you travel in the rich and powerful sectors, but this is a political appointee. But this guy, Alex Acosta, the labor secretary, at the time when he was a U.S. attorney, he wasn't running for national office. No. So I'm trying to think, the political clout that this guy, this perv Jeffrey Epstein had, it doesn't seem to me. All I get is three letters Y. W-H-Y.
And I gave you some background that I've read about this morning.
Yeah, go ahead, because there's so much being written about it. I'm curious.
We had some time
it.
And I decided to take a gander of how this guy came to power. And you talk about the human condition and what conditions allow for something like this to happen.
Yeah, when the same crimes basically were committed back when he let the guy escape.
Let's try to separate this is my understanding. Let's separate the rich and powerful that are around him. And let's really focus on...
Turn the music off.
This is an Oscar update.
You can tell he's not interested.
Yeah, he's blacked out.
I know.
He doesn't care. Let's separate the political powers and let's think about an architecture that he built around him, where the lawyers that he had hired to defend him and his legal team overall from a firm that he was once a part of or had an investment in, it sounds like, were all former public sector prosecutors.
Right.
So the idea that in Florida he had the inside track to get a lot of these nipped in the bud because, like anybody, it's who you know and who you can talk to and what influence you have. It was a methodical architecture of how he built this web around him that allowed him to get away with most of these actions.
So let me see if I can clarify what you're saying. So what you're saying, because I didn't think about this, and now that's answering one of the whys.
It's not an original thought. It's what I read.
It's
this
not
morning.
An original thought, but since you picked up, I didn't read that, and I'm very curious. So what you're saying is that one of the reasons why this might have happened is that the guy surrounded himself with people with the connections to the prosecuting attorneys, both at the local level and at the federal level, that might have been, hey, Phil, I know Phil, I was in the DA's office with him. Let's go down and have. So it might be that. Okay. So
that seems even darker and more evil, as if he's planning ahead.
What the name of the game is, though.
It's so bad,
though.
I've
had traffic tickets that I got dismissed because the guy had enough juice and he knew how to do it. That's the way the system works. What the difference is here is I just don't think you do that when it's that the level that we're talking about here. And when the allegations are so horrible, when you're talking about raping children.
Yes.
I mean, it's just so insidious. And I go back to the question of why, and I wonder, could it have been, if you do this, we got a little something here. We never forget our friends.
Money and power. So right. I would say the dollars that are reported from Epstein to have donated across the board to multiple political parties and interests, because there's always interests.
Right.
There has to be a lot of that.
Yeah.
What I do believe, though, what is happening right now is I would imagine a social reckoning and a legal reckoning.
Amen,
of all of these 10 years ago. You think he's walking around thinking he's like, it's 10 years ago, I'm good.
Right.
Then all of a sudden it's like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
It's time to knock on your door.
And well, would, and wouldn't you,
you know
guess,
what? And
that's
good. And especially for fathers of daughters and mothers of daughters out there, you know, that have these kids that go through this. No kid should have to go through this crap. But that's a, you know, you got all that money. Why do you have to do that? Why did you have to do that, you perv?
And don't you think by the time you get to his level of the level of a presidential appointee, sort of that one hand washes the other stuff, that's always implied. Anytime something happens, you know, I think they have to know at that level. If you're going to have a favor done for you, you're going to have to repay it.
Rob, this was 10 years ago that this happened.
But you know what?
He wasn't even the national landscape at that time.
But even at his money level, it's got to be. It's got to be.
I just would love. Look, I know they investigate everything in Washington, D.C., but on this one.
Not the internet.
This, I swear to God, is not political. It's more, I'd really, for this guy. This scumbag. And by the way, I want equal. I want to see if Clinton is involved in this, and I know what a horn doggy he is, I want him to be investigated equally. I just want more. I want more. And I think America now, with the climate you're talking about, clamors for more of this, and we'll have to wait and see what goes on. But when you're talking about this guy and what this guy was all about, and the fact that he's been flying around to Paris on private jets for the last 10 years, it just sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
He owns a private island.
Right. And I didn't like, by the way, and you know, and now, if I may get political, and this is my my comedy, I have to say, just another one of those cabinet members that look like they came right out of the Third Reich in Germany. Yeah, you can put that guy in the Nazi uniform and just go, hello, here we are. You know, doesn't he? They all look like
they
Goebbels.
They all look like they have a closet full of coats that button up to their neck.
They all look like Dr. Evil.
It's
they
surreal.
They look like Dr. Evil. You got Stephen Miller. You got this hump. You got Mnuchin. You know, you got these, like, you'd walk into a stainless steel room and they say, wow, we're going to have you visit with the sharks now, Mr. Powers.
They all have the same tailor.
Freaking laser beams.
They all have it. We have to take a break. We'll come back and be funny because that's what we do. But I just had to get that off of my chest because I was all ready to go. We'll take a short break, come back with more fun. I'm going to Canada, Rob. And very excited about it. More thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Pony. Do you like bonuses? How about shows? Well, how about a bonus show? I know. It's unreal. The Mike O'Mara bonus show. It's a thing, and you can buy it. So don't wait. Get it. Now. That's it. That's all.
Oscar, you know what that was? We don't play that much. That's the Bullfrog remix of Pony's bonus show promo. Sometimes the Bullfrog shows up in commercials, too.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. The place where growing businesses connect with qualified candidates. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. That is the first day. That's how effective they are. That's how their technology is better than anybody else's. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. Write it down, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Yes, I don't have many friends that I have lifelong relationships with. I've got my buddy Joey. It was so cool to be reconnected with my friend John. We've reached out to each other since then, and it's very, very exciting.
And it ended well.
Say a little. It did. Yes. Good. I'll say a little prayer that he makes it to Las Vegas. That would be super cool.
Oh, neat.
But the Colburns are new friends and friends that we've had a wonderful relationship with. Yeah. We get to see them once every year. So this is the year where we are traveling and we are going to Montreal.
Boo! You know what, Mike? It's good that we have you on the inside. Keep an eye out.
I will. I will. I'm looking forward to it. I've heard they speak French up there.
Oh, la, la.
I would welcome anyone to reach out to me and share with me anything, any insight about our little fun trip, because we're just going for a little
weekend junket. I'll try to go to a baseball game.
Because the Expos aren't there.
Yeah, they're gone. They're the Nationals now.
I thought that the Rays or somebody was going to
move up there.
They were going to split their seasons. They were going to play some down in Tampa and play some. I don't know. I realize.
It's fascinating.
That would be cool. Has that ever happened before?
I don't know. I'm not really sure about that.
Baseball is hot right now. It'd be a great time to sort of mix things up.
I'm not going to go to a baseball game when I've got two nights in a city. I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it.
Have you guys plans? I figure the Colburns are planners.
Yes. We're getting an Airbnb that's up there.
Look out for cameras.
It's going to be
hidden cameras.
Yeah, really? That's a big deal.
Look at that shelf with all those teddy bears on it.
Have you seen those stories? There's been multiple reports now that, well, not every Airbnb, but some Airbnbs, renters are finding these like hidden cameras inside the actual smoke detectors.
Yes.
Or they're finding them inside the shower heads
That would be a great Keith Morrison piece on Dateline.
Yes.
He says, Mike, stop it.
That's how it's going to look when you find it, Mike.
Carla,
I'm down you.
Empty's got a rager.
And
Carla, there's something here. Put your clothes back on.
Great video day. And what ends up happening somebody notices that maybe the outlet on the wall doesn't look like it should because where the screw is, there's a little pen light camera.
It seemed that alarm clock was a little more suspicious than Mr. O'Mara realized. That's right.
That's when he saw the teddy bear's eyes following him.
Hey, by the way, did Carla move the meter at all yesterday?
Yes, she did.
Sure,
she did.
She did.
All right,
tell her to get ready.
Okay,
get ready.
Well, the deal is for tomorrow. I had to pin her down on it. Literally.
Excuse us.
Wow.
I mean, not stop it. But she does have
like
the
WWE. The
you need to show
that's
these.
Not, that's not open ended. That was by the deal was by tomorrow.
Yeah, by tomorrow.
Oh, I thought it was by Friday. I was thinking by the close of business on Friday, and then Monday would be the reveal.
I'll have to ask her.
Double check.
Because you know what? Her. To be fair, we all have an early recording tomorrow.
So, all right. I will. I will see if I can extend it through the weekend. What we're talking about, in case you didn't realize, was that I said that in the event that we sell out the show by Friday. And I would be willing to extend it to Monday's show.
Okay.
To the beginning of Monday's show, if she goes along with it, that Carla will model her third love
bra. You should call her and ask her now because we need real time.
We need to put this to bed.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're just checking the numbers.
Yeah.
Do we need to call her?
Yeah, I think we should call her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. That tells me all I need to know.
Yes.
Oh, my God, selling tickets. I don't mind sexploiting my wife. No problem.
She wasn't expecting the call.
She didn't know it was going to happen. Let's see what happened. Carla didn't know that everybody in the audience was looking at her third love.
Like Don Draper's wife.
Hello?
Hey, babe, how you doing?
Don't tell me the show sold out.
No, it's not.
That would be a good thing, Carla.
Yeah.
No, it's not. But we'd like to offer this. The deal originally, as some of the boys explained it to me, was sell out by close of business on Friday, which would mean by the beginning of the show on Monday, which would mean you would have the reveal on Monday's show. So I ask you this. May we extend that into the weekend? So if the show is by the beginning of the show on Monday, if the tickets, if we have a sellout, you would be willing to model your third love bra in any way you choose.
Yeah, something
as
classy.
As you want. It's tasteful.
Yeah, tasteful.
It's
great
tasteful.
Question. Great question.
You know, mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you can probably sell them out before Friday.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So the deal is that it has to be, by the beginning of the show Friday or close of business
COB.
On Friday?
Well, I thought it was by the beginning of the show on Friday.
That's what I. That was my understanding as well.
Well, we should at least get till 9 a.m.
I will.
All right. So if by 9 a.m. If we have a sellout, you will do that.
Absolutely, with bells on.
All right, with bells on.
There you
go.
That's sweet enthusiasm.
That's a
fancy bra. Way to stick to your guns. I think that's terrific. Wait.
Yeah, don't let them be greedy.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Carla. I love you. Bye bye. There you go. All right.
That's very sweet,
Mike. I have here a list. of things you could, the top 10 things to do in Montreal.
Okay, very good.
Number one, take a stroll through old Montreal. Walk in Old Town. Yeah. No?
Mike doesn't like to walk.
I don't like to walk. So, just sit at a bar and drink.
Yeah.
And let's go to number two. Number two is experience the Satisphere Projection Room. It is a one-of-a-kind experience that gives you a 360-degree audio-visual experience.
Is it like a big deal?
It's number two on the list.
All right. You've been to a planetarium.
Is that what it is? Like a planetarium?
That's, it. Yeah. Sounds like a thing that they bring school buses up to. Yeah, okay. All right.
Dine in Montreal.
Why am I making that sound with my mouth when I have an audio board?
Mike, this one I like. Dine in Montreal's Chinatown.
Chinese food?
I guess so, yeah. Because if you want Chinese food, go to Montreal.
I don't know if they're known for great cuisine.
Well, it's a number three on the list.
The Chinese food in Montreal, you mean? I don't know either, but that's number three.
What? They have the Montreal Botanical Gardens. You like plants?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Flowers. Go see some flowers. Well, right. Well,
every city has botanical gardens.
But Montreal is a French one.
Oh.
I don't know. Paddle, walk, or pedal Montreal's canals.
That's exercise. He doesn't want
I'd like to go down by the... No, I will. I would actually like to go down by the canals.
The canals?
I didn't know they had canals down there.
They have canals, yes. Oh. Yeah, but they are canals.
Like C&O canals?
Yeah, better. Better than the canals.
Or like the Panama Canal.
How about the Basilica of Notre Dame? It's a beautiful, beautiful cathedral.
Mm-hmm. The penitent man must kneel.
Yes. Light a candle for my dad. Yeah. Light a candle for my dad and mom. Yeah, they're the penitent.
Yeah, but you know what? The penitent man might not get back up. Yeah.
All right, we're behind. We have to break. You humps. Anyway, thank you.
Go to church when you go to Montreal. Yeah. That's what we've established.
Yeah. Well, my kid's going to be going to church with my sister. He's going to be going to the chapel where I don't go anymore. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more.
He'll go to all the people and say, "Remember my father."
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, listeners. This is Alan from Vegas, and I'm here to help you prepare for your trip TMOS Live in November.
Yeah.
Let's start by learning the official state symbols of Nevada. The official state bird is the mountain bluebird. It's blue, and its song sounds a little like this. And you're going to be blue if you don't buy your tickets for Saturday night's TMOS Live 10th Anniversary Spectacular. Act now.
All right, Oscar, have you been checking it?
Yeah, I just looked in, and I just did some hard math. Look, people, I'm not saying you got a shot, because I don't want to give them that much. I would say that if you've thought about buying tickets and you're like, I'll do it next week, this is the time you want to do it.
Do it now.
Like, all right. And I know what he's saying. Oscar doesn't want to say that we're close to a sellout, because if he does, people are going to back off. Oscar wants to keep the pedal to the metal.
Yes.
Yes.
But we need to sell this show out. As some of the listeners have commented online, they need it for my mental health. Do it for me.
Mm.
It's a personal favor.
Please.
And you're going to get the little bonus. And have we reached that milestone number that you were looking to? Are we over that number?
We're over that initial number. But for me, I'm nervous. I'm nervous, man. Nervous because...
Well,
I know, if we get happy, they're going to disappoint us.
Okay, so what Oscar is saying, that if you are waiting, don't wait anymore.
The time is now.
And really, we'd like you to do it tonight. This afternoon, tonight, before tomorrow.
Do it for Dirk.
Today.
Do it for Dirk Bastard.
Right now, do it.
Because he really wants to see that show.
Pause this podcast and do it.
The Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I love my Harry's.
That's the best.
I really, really do. You know, a lot of guys buy disposable razors when they travel. No. I have to tell you this. For most of my life, the worst thing you can tell me is that I've forgotten, even before Harry's, a razor, and I have to use a disposable.
Oh, my God.
With Harry's, they love travel. Harry's razors are the best. And don't use one of those face-slicing disposable razors. This summer, you don't have to sacrifice quality for price. Harry's delivers high-quality, travel-friendly shave supplies for $2 per blade, and they are the best. I have been using them. How many years now has Harry's been associated with this show?
5 or 6 years.
They're fantastic. I never looked back. I literally in my bathroom right now, I have Harry's shave gel. I have Harry's soap. I have Harry's face wash. I have Harry's body wash. And I have the Harry's razor and the Harry's travel kit. And I've got multiple Harry's handles all over.
Yes.
I love the product. It's great. Their founders were tired of razor ripoffs. They are there for you. If you don't love your shave, let them know. They'll give you a full refund, but you're not going to need it. It's 100% guaranteed.
Love it.
That's why they do it, because they know you're going to love it. The summer, refresh your wallet and your face at with a Harry's trial set. Comes with a weighted ergonomic handle for an easy grip, five-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade for a close shave, rich lathering shave gel that will leave you smelling great, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy on the go. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know we sent you to help support TMOS. All right, Rob. Yes. I've been meaning to get to this all week. I did one of my deep dives, and this is
okay.
We're going to go, Oscar, try to stay focused. This is not going to be easy for you. We're going to dive into the world of the yesteryear now.
Okay.
Oh, we're going way, way back.
How
and
far
we're
back?
Going into the world. One of Rob's little heroes here. Rob
loves. Why must you diminish him by calling him a little hero? He is a hero.
You're absolutely right. I cop to that. You know who used to do that? I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're right. He was a massive star. Of yesteryear, and with his brothers, the Marx brothers. Groucho Marx was, I would put him up with Laurel and Hardy and Charlie Chaplin, and then there was Groucho. But in modern times, I have now done a deep dive. First of all, I've looked in on some of the clips. The specific clip is this song he sings called Lydia, the Tattooed Lady.
One of his signature songs, yes.
One of his signature songs, and I'm like, okay, it's interesting to look at. It's rather sloppily performed.
I actually know who Groucho is, because I used to confuse him with Carl, and I realized right away.
Karl Marx.
Yeah.
It is.
And you realize that Vladimir Lenin was not in the Beatles, right? Just checking.
Then I do a deeper dive, and I see an interview late in his life with Groucho Marx on the Dick Cavett Show.
Cavett loved Groucho.
Where they do, what's that?
Cavett loved Groucho.
Okay. And you like Groucho,
yes.
Right?
Love
Robert Downey Jr. played Groucho.
No, he played Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin. Thank you. But I'm
and
glad
Iron
you're
Man.
Trying.
I'm trying to participate.
And I watched this interview, and it falls into the category of a modern day example would be some of the people from Saturday Night Live who are told by everybody how scary funny they are, but they're really not all that
funny. Oh, no,
no,
no. No, it depends on which interview you
and
got
with
Kevin.
And the Marx Brothers movies are really not all. I guess in their day, they were irreverent.
And you see, that's what you've got right there. And that's
but
why.
But how are they really irreverent?
Because,
right?
They're
wise asses. That's about it.
If you take them from the beginning of the career, Groucho covered every facet of modern entertainment, starting in vaudeville to Broadway to motion pictures to radio to television.
Right. Let me stop you right there. Right away, you're not saying anything to tell me why he's funny. You're telling me how successful he was.
All right.
You're not giving me anything to say, you know, he
but
was.
But the reason they really skyrocketed to fame was after the Wall Street crash, because America was sick of the government, and America was in the Depression, and America hated authority because America felt that authority sold them out.
Okay.
And the Marx Brothers made irreverent and almost symbols of anarchy, their movies, where they opposed everything that had any sort of status, any sort of symbol, any sort of power. They were
anti-establishment.
Really, they were anti-establishment, which is all the right. reason why they had a resurgence in the late 60s, early 70s, when they were discovered by hippies and the teens that were angry about everything all back right. then. And
let
so they grabbed onto that whole notion of anarchy.
Okay, because what I'm not going to do here is I'm not going to comment on Groucho like I know his body of work.
Okay.
If I was to watch a show, because what you describe is something that might appeal to me, is anti-authority. Yeah,
right.
I love that.
That's,
I,
that, that's I, the basis of the whole thing. Yeah, the whole thing.
What is a movie that would be, not necessarily the most popular one, but what is a movie that would be chock full of that in a funny way?
Remember when we had Leonard Maltin on and his Desert Island movie, I believe, was A Night at the Opera.
At the Opera.
Which is probably their best movie as far as movies go, but if you want a gateway drug, the movie you need to see is Duck Soup, because not only is it's a fast movie, it's about 70 minutes if that, and the plot is as valid today as it was then. It is a failing country's government putting a figurehead in to sort of rejuvenate the interest of the people. And it turns out the leader is Groucho. He doesn't know how to run a country, and he destroys the country essentially from within because he's just trying to marry
and
a rich
funny.
Widow. And so funny. The visuals are great.
All right, you know what? I give it to you. I've never seen it. I will watch Duck Soup, and I will get back to you on
please
that.
Please do.
But
please
when
do.
I when I watched him talking, I got that vibe of a guy. It's like
and
a
I can
professional
understand
athlete
that. I can understand
that's had
that.
Smoke blown up his ass for so long that
but
it's
the
just,
thing is when you see him on Cavett, you are looking at a guy that has been widely regarded at that point as the funniest man in America for over 50 years.
Mm. Okay.
And so, you know right. what? Not a lot of people have that general consensus about Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell, okay. you're going to see that attitude, but he doesn't have it to back it up. And I will say, he did four or five Cavett shows. Some of them are brilliantly funny, and some of them aren't because he was getting older.
Would you be willing to take the time to
watch Duck Soup? I mean, if it's a team effort, I got
to
do it, Mike. I'm not going
to
be out of it.
And just to say we reconvene next week.
Yeah.
And we
can
we,
I find
we,
it on Hulu on or Netflix?
I believe you will have to get it on demand.
Okay, fine. I'll spend.
You have to pay for it.
Yeah, $2.99. You can do it.
What the hell do you have to pay for it? It's 1,000 years old.
To be in like the public domain.
It's not on Netflix. Can somebody find out where it is, where we can find it?
I download.
You're not doing anything.
I bought it on iTunes some time ago. I have it on my iPad. So jump on it.
All right. So I'm willing to say because I'm not. It's not me saying he's not funny.
Yes.
It's me. It's more
you
me.
You
want to
have the basis of it. Yeah.
I want to understand why everybody loved him so much, and I don't.
And I think you know. And it's weird because I think modern comedy has gone so much towards a stand-up and that sort of angle of comedy. That's not what he did. And I think you're going to see. Now, I want to warn you, there are a few puns and some clever wordplay. Please don't let that sour it for you. Look at the big picture of what's going on.
Puns, you know how much I hate puns.
Oh, you
hate puns.
Well, what Mike, what you hate, and you've said it before, you hate clever.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
isn't
so
that
smart.
Clever?
That's got to be the strangest thing I've ever
Is heard. It the same that's reason we would hate Jerry?
No, it's very different than hating Jerry.
Jerry was not as smart as the...
No. And also, Jerry didn't hate authority.
Oh. Right, but he loved himself
more than anyone else. And remember, I have his pants.
He did. Yeah. We don't have to break now, do we? Do we have? I have 2 more minutes, don't I? Don't I have 2 more minutes?
I think we're pretty late. Aren't
we? Got two.
Well, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry.
We're late
my
on the
bad.
Show.
I got 2 more minutes.
My absolute
How
apologies.
Can I just say this? The women's United States women's soccer team watching the parade in New York.
Yeah.
Everything great about America.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes.
Right on that stage. Super pop. Who's the lady? Megan Rapinoe or whatever. That's her name,
Rapinoe.
Right? And she Rapinoe. She gets up and gives this just inspirational speech. They're interviewing these kids, boys and girls on the sidewalk that are watching this parade. It just made me feel so good. You know, way to go, USA, USA,
USA.
USA.
Yes.
They seem to have a real idea of the influence they have on people, and it was fun, and I love seeing young people celebrating a victory like that, and that was just really, really cool, and congratulations to them, and yes, equal pay,
well
equal
deserved.
Pay.
And did
I
you
mean,
know,
really, they're fantastic.
That the ticker tape is now biodegradable and recyclable? So it does.
You know,
isn't that great?
Call me when it's edible.
throw down.
Can you imagine how much fun that would be?
Cotton
what
candy.
If you, seriously, for fat people, you know how many more fat people would take their fat kids to a fat parade like that if the ticker tape.
Fat parade.
If the ticker
Where are you
tape
going?
Was edible.
I'm going to the
Can
fat
imagine,
parade.
That'd you know what fantastic. You'd see people enjoying their favorite teams,
genius.
But then and their favorite heroes, but then they'd be looking up at the sky like it was snowing and they were sticking their tongues out because they know they're going to get like a Sour Patch Kid flavor coming down. And
that
would be spectacular.
That is
genius. But is it still paper or is it just like could we throw hunks of licorice?
Well, think about the mint strips that you have for Listerine.
Oh yeah,
you could flavor those, and they would
exactly.
You know, and if
they flutter beautifully,
and you have a Grateful Dead parade, and you can do it with acid. You know, like the little things people
I
put
think
on
that's
their tongue.
Cost prohibitive.
Well, they just sort of go it'd be very exciting. And the last thing, Rob, I don't know if I mentioned it. You said that I mentioned the author, but did I mention Where the Crawdads Sing as my book pick of the month?
I don't think. No, you know what? I think we talked about it off camera.
Off air.
Yeah,
we talked about it off air. Rob is talking about the author. What's her name again? So I
Delia Owens, isn't it?
Delia Owens, a first time novel. And it's called, she's written other books, but this is her first novel. And it is a really, really
Where the Crawdads Sing.
Where the Crawdads Sing. It is a chick book, as far as some might describe it that way, where it is a love story, but a wonderful love story that's interlaced with, well, murder is involved.
Murder!
Where the Crawdads Sing. And, you know, last year I had that guy on, Paul Dwyron, and we're going to try to get Delia on because she's a New York Times bestseller, and we're excited.
At the end of the book, do they reveal where they sing? Is that the mystery?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, it sounds like another wonderful character because he goes, "Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my." That's how the Crawdads actually sound. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Michigan J. Frog.
Yeah, so there it is. That's who Rob's talking about getting on the show. If you want to read a good book, Where the Crawdads Sing. Very popular up here among myself and all the other ladies. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we've got news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
This is exciting. Like this is on your bonus yaks, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this is Phil Hamm.
And this is Michael Hamm.
We're there with Jake Hamm.
We're the Vienna Hamms.
The original Vienna Hamms. And guess what's about to happen? It's 4th of July.
America!
Emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the
thanks.
Can you make that into a promo, please?
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, you've heard it, and we're going to try to do it by the showtime tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. Time running out to buy your tickets to the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, Saturday, November 16th, 2019. Only a few left, and you keep putting it off. Are you a procrastinator, Mr. Scholarship winner?
I'm the winner.
This is going to bite you in the ass. Buy your tickets for Saturday and buy them now. Because once they're gone forever. Tickets are gone, going on sale. They're on sale now.
Yes.
Gone. Hello.
Going.
Read it too many goddamn times. All right. Buy our tickets to our thing.
And don't forget the Carla factor.
Yes. Yeah, the Carla. Okay. That's it. I'm not warning her any further.
Settled out.
All I said is that's in play.
Yeah. Please. Yes. You're turning into your father.
Sad,
no
right?
Particular political agenda either way, but if it's he will friend it. All right, here we go.
Yay news. For Grandpa Bob news. Yes.
Boo. I love him though. So glad he does that. It gives me something to talk about.
He'll be there. My Uncle Bruce will be there. The whole gang.
Yeah, Grandpa Bob will be there with your Uncle Bruce.
Yes,
and maybe if we sell out before 9 a.m. tomorrow, they will show their bra.
Oh, you'll want to bring your glasses. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but it sounded funny. Whoopi Goldberg
yes.
Thought she had a cold last fall, but it eventually landed her in the hospital for nearly a month, with doctors telling her that she had a 30% chance of dying.
Wow.
It's creepy. That would have been rough on all of us because we would have had to endure another long search for a new view ghost.
And also it makes more openings for Behar.
But in all seriousness, she was in bad shape. She got pneumonia in both lungs, also had sepsis. That's a potentially deadly condition that can lead to tissue damage and organ failure. Whoopi said, quote, "I'm very, very lucky. The doctor told me, listen, you're not going anywhere tomorrow and you're not going anywhere next week because you are really sick. It's going to be a while before I'm back at 100%, she said. I never thought of pneumonia as something that serious. In my mind, I wasn't that sick. I hope that this is a cautionary tale for people. You have to take the time to take care of yourself. She says, I am lucky to be alive. I'm happy to be alive." Mm. You know, she's been one of my all-time gets. I'd love to get her on the show. I think she's wonderful. And way to go, Whoopi. I'm glad you're still with us.
That was the worst health scare since Joy Behar got the clap.
It's terrible when Ms. Behar.
My God.
What the hell are you doing? remember Tootie from The Facts of Life?
Do I? She used to have roller skates.
The best.
Well, if you're wondering what she's up to now, here's the answer. She's organizing a funeral service for Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, Beth Chapman.
Weird, really?
They're having two, I guess.
Maybe they're neighbors.
Tootie, a.k.a. Kim Fields, relocated to Aurora, Colorado earlier this year. Kim joined Beth's church, the Heritage Christian Center, where she now serves as the director of visual and social media. Kim and Beth never actually met in person, but she took it on because she felt like God was calling her to help. Kim is coordinating security and overseeing production details, including flower arrangements. The church will be decorated with hundreds of stargazer lilies, which were Beth's favorite flowers. So I think they had a service in Hawaii, and they're now doing it in Colorado, where they live, right?
Yeah. And you know who wrote this theme song, Mike?
Who's that?
Alan Thicke.
That's right. Yes.
I got it before you. Alan Thicke.
That Alan Thicke movie.
I was just hoping.
For money. Movie money.
Hoping that Alan Thicke music movie. Stop by.
Music money.
Hey, Rob.
He's struck out.
That Joy Behar line has got you grounded. We're going to send you upstairs into the bedroom. Stay there with the door locked. No supper for you, Joy Behar with gonorrhea.
No, Mr. Seaver, how dare you?
That's bad stuff. You're grounded, Rob.
Where's Boner?
And Joanna Kern's hot.
Thank you.
The Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions, or I should say it like, what's his name, Johnny Gilbert?
Johnny Gilbert.
The Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions returns in November, and that means we're getting more James Holzhauer. That also could mean a big-time rematch, because Emma Blotcher...
Blotcher!
No, I'm sorry, it's not Blotcher. What? It's Boecher.
Oh.
It's B-O-E-T-T-C-H-E-R. Emma Boecher is in it, too. She's the Chicago librarian who ended his record-breaking run last month. There's no guarantee they'll actually face each other unless they square off in the first round, but the lineup hasn't been announced yet. The tournament features big winners from the past two seasons. It'll air November 4th through the 15th, and I will be watching that.
No Frumpkin, though. No Frumpkin.
No Josh Frumpkin.
Sorry, buddy.
Come on, Josh.
Come on, Josh!
A new study in the Journal of Sports Science found a trick to performing better, and it might work in other situations, not just sports. Researchers in the UK watched how 22 different cyclists pumped themselves up for a bunch of 10K races, and they found that the talking to yourself in the second person makes you perform better. Come on, Mike, you can do it. Come on, you can do a funny show. Go on. Yeah. Come on, Mike. Sorry.
That's third person, isn't it?
They found that talking to yourself in the second person makes you... Oh, that's right. You can do it.
Right, there you go. Yeah.
You can do it, pal. You can do it. You know you can. You know you can.
Oh, like psyching yourself out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you say, like, you can do this instead of I can do this. So if you say you can do this, it's like somebody else is talking to you. Yeah. That's why it's second person.
That's what Maddie does before every show.
You can run the third person.
Oh, she does. Maddie can run the video.
The ones who talk to themselves in the second person consistently did better and finished races faster. The researchers aren't sure why it works, but they've got two theories. Saying you instead of I might help psychologically by giving you a more distant perspective, like you're on the outside looking in, or it mimics, love that word, the way you coach or parent someone. So it mimics the way that a coach or a parent would speak to you, and that alone puts you in a more disciplined mindset.
I could see that.
Don't bring stories like that.
Shan's caught me in the middle of psyching myself up for things.
She actually thinks
it's crazy. She thinks I'm crazy.
You should do it like Jake Steinfeld, though.
Yes.
You can do it. No. Don't quit.
This is when I do it. When it's the weekend and I don't want to do anything, I'll be sitting there in bed and I'll think that she's downstairs and I'll be like, get up and go into the office and go get to, and I'll do that in a natural way. And Shannon said, why do you do that? I said, because I have to make sure that I know I have to do this.
You know, would you like a Carla O'Mara quote of the week from yesterday just brought to mind by that little spiel you just gave us? Quote, Carla walking through the den about 6 o'clock when she comes alive.
Yes.
She was walking through the den and she looks at me and she says, are you going to do something? And just keeps walking.
Wow.
Just continues to walk down the hallway.
And she walks on down the hall.
What does she mean by do something?
Means that she's up there finishing the garage, taking the broken mirror down from the bedroom. She's washing the little guy in the bathtub, packing his bag for his visit with my sister. And I'm sitting there, you know, on my computer.
It's show prep.
Watching a leopard take down an impala.
How'd the mirror break?
Gotta tell you the way it is in the Mike O'Mara show house, right?
How did the mirror break?
It was okay. The mirror is on the wall and it has two little fasteners where it's in between. It's a poorly designed mirror for what it is.
Okay.
You want a mirror in a bathroom, fasten it to the wall.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, I'm
with
you. Got
our guy Ron out here today doing all that stuff. He's great at it. And this thing had two little pinchers, and you could rock the mirror back and forth.
Oh, that's bad. No. No
two good. Problems with that, all right? I'm taller than my wife, so every day I got to go, minor little activity, but a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And then one night, we're in bed, and we hear the crash, 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 and it fell out of its Ooh. Little pincher and broke.
Like someone was so breaking in.
Well, in that case, yeah. Who gets the
it
bad luck?
Sounded like it. Well, it didn't actually break the mirror itself. It broke the backing of the Ooh. Mirror.
Oh, okay. So no bad luck. No 7 years bad luck.
No, we could have glued that or patched that together, and the mirror would have been fine, but we used it as an opportunity to
Safety
buy
first.
A cheap one.
Yeah, and you have plenty of other mirrors all around your house.
Yes, we do. Yes, ceiling. Including the one I say before the show when I say who's the fairest of them all. Every day right before the show. I'm sorry, who's the fattest of them all?
And then that one breaks.
And now a little something. Jennifer Yeager. She is a 49-year-old mom from Dixon, Illinois.
Mm.
And earlier this week, she and her two daughters drove to a friend's house to blow up their inflatable pool. Mm. But when it was time to take it home, Jennifer's plan to keep it secure on the roof of her car was having her daughters sit inside of it on top of the car roof. Someone spotted Jennifer driving with the kids, sitting in the pool, and called the cops.
Of course.
No.
They pulled Jennifer over, and she was arrested on two counts of child endangerment, two counts of reckless conduct, and one count of failure. This I love these legal charges. Yeah. And one count of failure to secure a passenger between age 8 and 16. When cops asked Jennifer why she did what she did, she said, because it's good for you. It has electrolytes.
Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You mean like out the toilet?
Yeah. It's got electrolytes. We'll take a break and come back with the audio ball right here with Mr. Rob Spiewak. They're going to make a big star out of me.
The year is 2019 and the death toll only rises. It's Mickey. The Tony Perkins Show, Americast, and Tech 411 have all perished in the nuclear fire called Judgment Day. With cake and cookies on life support, only political persuasions remains to helm the resistance against whatever it is we're fighting against in this promo. Each Thursday, listen as Resistance leader Mike O'Mara and Skynet stooge Chris Freites discuss the political scene as the fate of our world hangs in the balance. Political Persuasions, Thursdays on MikeO'MaraShow.com, politicalpersuasions.com, and wherever else Skynet allows it.
By the way, I rarely mention ideas that I haven't run by the guys, but I've been meaning to do this for maybe a month and a half, and I want to mention it now based on that promo, that I think it'd be a really cool idea for us to spotlight a new show or two on the More Network, to have somebody out there that can audition. And I think if we start honing it and refining it, maybe we can do a little talent search and make an announcement at our live show.
Yeah,
I think
that would be a lot of
fun. Awesome.
Yeah. See what happens. So stay tuned for that. We might do that in the near future. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. Can you believe that Major League Baseball played their All-Star game on Tuesday night? The very fact that the game was played and it didn't even register on your radar proves one thing. Baseball is hotter than ever. Fun! Congratulations to the American League, who eked out a 4-3 victory over the National League. You know that baseball is fun because a perfect game is when literally nothing happens. However, the TMOS bonus show is quite the contrary.
Yes, Mike.
That's
different.
A show where anything can happen, and usually does. It's always perfect, and you don't have to go all the way to Cleveland's Progressive Field to get it. Just click the banner on our website, and you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Remember, baseball may be the American pastime, but the bonus show is the pastime for ass time.
Mmm. Hey.
So please buy the TMOS bonus show. I'm going to share that with you again.
Thank you.
Baseball may be the American pastime,
But the bonus show is the past time for ass time.
Right.
The TMOS bonus show. Get it today. Let's open up the
email. Thank you.
Rob Spiewak, come on in here.
That's a good pastime.
Let's do this.
Yes, it is.
Did anyone watch, since no one watched the All-Star game, did anyone watch the ESPYs last night on ESPN?
I watched some of the ESPYs.
They were hosted by...
I watched Scott and Bailey.
Tracy Morgan.
My show.
Tracy Morgan addressed, remember how he had wrecked his Bugatti that he had just bought?
I just bought a Bugatti and I drove it into a wall.
I very much enjoyed
that. That's the second publicity car accident I've been in like 3 years.
I really appreciated this little remark.
As you may or may not know, I just got into an accident with my brand new $2 million sports car. It's one of the most expensive cars out. And I owned it for like 3 minutes and 37 seconds. I mean, the car dealer, he was still waving goodbye when I got hit. And I called my wife and I said, Booby, I got into an accident. She said, yeah, how much we gonna get? I said, I'm sorry, Booby, it wasn't a Walmart truck. It was a lady driving a Honda Civic. She said, yeah, well, how much she gonna get? My wife didn't get hit by trucks, it's a job now. She was like, you need to get up off this $5,000 couch and go on the turnpike and look for another truck. You ain't been hit in 4 or 5 years. Your uncle said there's a railroad crossing down by his house. You know Amtrak pay out good.
So there's that. Amtrak pay out good.
That is funny.
Now, was it a cool, too cool for school audience? Because it doesn't sound like
always.
It's
I was
going
excited to see
low.
the national team that you mentioned earlier in your news, that very they cool. made it out there from their ticker tape on a jet to Los Angeles in time.
What a good time there.
Glad you brought it up. Alex Morgan from the women's soccer team, she won best women's athlete, and she had a great line on stage.
For best female athlete, Alex Morgan. Sorry, but this is probably the second best trophy we won this week.
So great. Now, I think that you make a living out of talking and using clever accents and stuff, but accents can get in the way, you know.
Okay.
They can make communication tough. And if you're from Georgia and you want to order a birthday cake that has the popular Disney princess Moana on it, make sure you're very specific when you say Moana, or you might get a different picture.
I think they thought that she said marijuana because we're from South Georgia. We kind of have an accent, so Moana, marijuana. I guess when they said that I love cartoons, they were like, let's just throw a little pony on there. So they put the little pony on there, and it had red eyes smoking a joint with a tramp stamp of a pot leaf on its bottom. I was very shocked. I was like, it was hilarious to me. I was very impressed by the artistic capabilities of them to be able to do the design that they did.
It's a beautiful cake. It just had My Little Pony with a marijuana leaf.
Marijuana.
Moana. Moana. You know, Moana. Like you smoke.
Moana's like an old one. I'm surprised they were asking for that. What must be your favorite movie?
Well, I mean, all the princesses, everyone has a favorite. I've always been a Cinderella guy.
Oh, really? I like Ariel. I like Ariel a lot.
Yeah. Hot.
Under the Sea, right? Is that
that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's all right.
Sure.
Yeah.
What about Beauty?
I like Belle.
Belle? I'm a Princess Peach guy.
Yeah.
Princess Peach?
Yeah.
Who's Princess Peach?
From Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
Not a
From
Disney.
Mario.
That's not a Disney princess, though.
Mario. Oh, I thought we were just talking about princesses.
No.
Sorry.
It's afternoon.
Disregard.
And you know what? We all have a favorite princess, and she's in the other room.
Is it Maddie?
It is. The Princess of Buffalo.
You do it in such a creepy way, though.
I like that. Yeah,
Maddie, like, how do you respond to that?
I don't need that in my life, Rob.
I don't need that.
Mike, do you have your explosion standing by?
I do indeed, Rob. Right. Absolutely.
You know, it's summertime, and it's a good time to give a nod to our buddy. Hey, you're headed to Canada?
Yes, I'm going to Canada.
Brian Adams.
I met him when I met George Harrison. Staying on the beach a long time. Oh, is this the
Perry record? I turned lobster red. Was the summer my skin got fried? Looked at myself in the mirror. Not just burnt, I was totally charred. I couldn't sleep one whole week. My skin peeled, leaving lots of scars. Okay. A lot further than I thought it would.
Well, I didn't like totally charred. Yeah. I didn't like that. That was
I
like
the
tough.
Energy that the guy put into it. That's what I liked. He was really
absolutely
trying.
Absolutely.
Let's say you live in Kansas, and let's say you don't lock your door, and someone breaks in. That's sad, right?
Sad, right?
But let's say the burglar sees an inversion table, the people they have, you know, for stretching out their back and stuff, and he decides that he wants to get some juice and try your inversion table.
Okay.
And he gets stuck.
You do it a minute or 2 minutes at a time. If you work up to like 5 minutes, you're going to be lightheaded. So, I mean, it's weird. I mean, why would you take your shoes off and put your driver's license in it and leave a container of juice? Kind of let the neighbors know that you might want to consider locking your doors because, you know, it can happen to anybody. We were very fortunate that nobody got hurt, and we lock our doors now.
So imagine you come home and there is a strange man stuck in your inversion table, upside down.
Yeah.
He's passed out. His driver's license is in his shoe, and he's also stolen juice.
Was that before or after they got their Moana cake?
During.
Sounds like that. There we are. Thank ye.
America is the greatest country in the world, and that's why this show is going to be a success. Make sure you watch the History Channel.
Chuck Norris has a new show. It's got
horsepower
and
firepower.
And oh yeah, it's Chuck Norris. And it's got big, big weapons and every type of epic military vehicle imaginable. And who's gonna lead the charge?
I'm Chuck Norris, in case you didn't know.
It's a show where Chuck Norris shows up.
That's a real promo? That's not a joke?
No, that's real. Military vehicles with Chuck Norris.
It's got big big weapons.
Yeah.
That's right. Frankie, shut up.
Yeah, I wonder why the last election turned out the way it did in this country.
Wow. Yeah, big weapons that go boom.
That's right. They're loud. Loud.
Make you feel like a man.
We want to send congratulations to two newlyweds in Ohio. They're 100 and 102 years old. It's their second marriage for each of them.
Well, we just were compatible in a lot of ways and found ourselves, you know, enjoying each other's company.
We kept both of our apartments. He's upstairs and I'm down.
I asked John what their favorite thing to do together was.
Well, I probably shouldn't talk about that.
They like to bone. They love it.
Yeah. Maddie doesn't need that either.
No, not in her life.
Not from you. Thank you very much. Yeah, she doesn't need that line either.
Mike, I do love people that craft stunts. We'll close with this. Craft stunts and post them on YouTube. This guy calls himself Evil Knievel 2019. And what he has is a small motorbike, and he is put a small ramp in front of a baby pool, and he's going to jump the baby pool. And that's great.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, here's the thing. That goes very well. What he doesn't allow for is the ability to stop after the jump, and he goes into the road. I don't want to spoil this tape, but you need to know what you're about to watch.
Okay.
With an oncoming car. Now, what you need to know is, as far as we can tell, everyone's okay.
Okay. All
but
right.
Here, what you're going to hear him is announce himself, jump the pool, and then go into the oncoming traffic.
Evil Knievel, baby! Pool jump 2019!
One more time, please. One more time so we can enjoy it again.
No.
Evil Knievel, baby! Pool jump 2019!
There are certain shows where I go right to the video when the show is over. So, this is one of them.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great afternoon, everybody. It's 1:15.
Oh, my God. That's it. Well, we'll have to wait and see how we do with those ticket sales
Time's
by tomorrow.
A fleeting.
It is.
I have mixed emotions. Very, very mixed emotions about that. I feel so cheap, but that's okay. I'm a disc jockey. We'll be get your tickets at MikeOmaraShow.com. Yes. We'll find out tomorrow.
Look both ways before entering the street.
If Dirk will be happy, buy your tickets at MikeOmaraShow.com. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Evil Knievel, baby. Cool job. 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You can't do things like that. Now, I don't know how I can explain this to you, but it's not only against the law, it's wrong. It's not a nice thing to do. people wouldn't understand.
We are going to take Florida back into the too close to call column.
I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Gentlemen, please get your act together.